Building the Ultimate Weapon. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president visited the Navy's new state-of-the-art aircraft carrier Thursday, the Gerald R. Ford, and he used it as a symbol of the invincible military force he plans to build.
We will give our military the tools you need to prevent war and, if required, to fight war.
But as with Air Force One, he is not at all happy with the cost. You should probably take a deep breath before I play this next clip. CBS Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The Ford is expected to cost just under $13 billion, and that's not counting the aircraft it will carry.
$13 billion, which, according to Senator John McCain, makes this
one of the most spectacular acquisition debacles in recent memory.
Yes, consider for a moment. The new Freedom Tower at the World Trade Center in New York costs $3.8 billion. You could build more than three of them for the price of this aircraft carrier. $13 billion is the cost of all the military action ever taken against ISIS. $13 billion is the estimated amount of productivity lost by employees playing fantasy football each year. However, in fairness, this is far from the most expensive weapon ever conceived. According to a reliable estimate, by which I mean the first hit that came up when I Googled it, the first Death Star cost the equivalent of $852 quadrillion. And boy, did it have design problems. The main one being it could be blown up by a kid in a beat-up X-Wing starfighter.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.